Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. My name's Mike, and this week I want to talk to you about warning signs that you are overtraining. I actually kind of wanted to title this one, Don't Be Like Mike. I'm one of those people who has an addictive personality. There have been a few times since I started running that I've noticed that there's signs that I'm letting running become an addiction rather than the joy and the release from addiction that running has become for me. I think many of us do this. We're amateur athletes. We're not professionals. I mean, you know, 99% of us do something other than running to make a living. So for running, the average normal person that's just an average runner out there doing it, running is that thing that we do to make sure that we're balanced. It's that release from stress. It's that thing that brings us joy. It's, you know, that's what running is. But there's some warning signs of overtraining, or what I like to call it, overextending what our physical and our mental cells have the capacity to withstand. I read a lot about running, and if I would just read and practice what I read, I wouldn't have to continually learn this experience of, you know, I'm probably overtraining a little bit and I need to back off a little bit. That's why my alternate title would be, Don't Be Like Mike. There's a lot of running coaches, physical therapists, exercise physiologists that could write and speak about this from an expert position. I'm coming from this experience and sharing what I have learned through the years of what these warning signs of overtraining look and feel like so that other people don't have to go through the aches and pains of overtraining. Let's start with, what is overtraining? I was studying the topic of overtraining, and there's a really cool article on the National Association of Sports Medicine site. The article is 19 Signs of Overtraining, How to Avoid Excess Fatigue and OTS. And it covers the full spectrum of training, not just the running side of physical fitness. It covers anything. So this could be weightlifting. It could be anything that you're doing to develop physical fitness. We can overtrain. The new edition of the NASM, that's the National Association of Sports Medicine, by the way, Essentials of Personal Fitness Training, overtraining syndrome, that's what OTS is, overtraining syndrome is described as a condition in which an athlete or fitness client experiences fatigue, declining performance, and burnout. There's an article on a website, Hospital for Special Surgery. It's weird. Don't ask me where I find these articles. I read a lot. But it goes a little bit further in defining overtraining. The article's name is Overtraining, What It Is, Symptoms, and Recovery. And they put it into two classifications, overreaching and overtraining. And they have very distinct differences. Overreaching is defined in that article as muscle soreness above and beyond what you typically experience that occurs when you don't sufficiently recover between workouts. That's a whole nother thing, that whole recovery thing. But then they go into the classification of overtraining. And overtraining is when you ignore the signs of overreaching and you continue to train. This is also a sign of refusing to listen to your body. You can overreach and recover quickly. Overtraining is something that takes a little more time to recover for. This is another good reason to pay attention to what your body is trying to tell you, because if you don't, it becomes a problem, and then you're not going to be able to keep on going out there and training. Let's go into some signs and symptoms of overtraining. Overtraining, what it is, symptoms and recovery, the link will be in the show notes. This is a great article on overtraining, and it's the one that I most closely identified to what I found when I overtrained. So there's three areas in this article that are identified as the areas, and these are kind of the ones that I work on understanding where I am at all times so I don't overtrain. Living an Altar Life is brought to you by Forge Glory Athletics. Forge Glory Athletics is a science-driven, client-proven, premier running company that instills strong introspective pillars through disciplines of movement that award personal growth in multiple aspects of the athlete's life without injury. We must find the light within ourselves before others can follow. Christopher Guerra. there's three areas that I try to pay attention to. And for me, those areas are training related, lifestyle related, and health related. So I look for signs and little characteristics in these areas to really pay attention to. Everybody's probably experienced this, but when I begin to experience heavy legs or muscle soreness that's unusual and persistent, I know that what's happening is overreaching, kind of maybe starting to bend into the overtraining thing. So the next area of my life that I really do is lifestyle related. If I have moodiness, continual jitterness, and I have poor sleep quality, those are things where I know I'm experiencing some lifestyle related overreaching and bending into the overtraining. Sleep is probably the number one area that I've learned to watch for when I'm overtraining. I have a lot of trouble getting to sleep, and then I wake up for long periods during the night and have a hard time falling back asleep when I'm overtraining. I know that sounds weird, but sleep to me is one of those indicators that I look at and say, okay, how was my sleep quality? Was I constantly tossing and turning in the night? Did I have a hard time getting to sleep? Like right now, I know that my training is pretty right on track because I'm falling asleep really nice and quickly. I mean, it is not taking me hours to fall asleep at night. It's coming pretty quickly, which means that my training is right on track, and it means I'm not overextending myself. Health related often looks like multiple trips to the bathroom and needing to find bushes mid-run for me. I don't mind overextending. I just don't want it to get bent into the overtraining part, because then you can be off for a while. Recovering from overtraining, it's tough. The good news is that if you're overtraining, if you catch it early, you're not going to have to take a long time off training or racing. There's another Training Peaks article. It's all about overtraining. That's a great resource for how to recover from overtraining. The big thing is knowing that overtraining is a gradual onset will help you to kind of reset how you're going about your training, rather than getting into way into the overtraining and having to take time off. The methods that I've employed successfully to recover from overtraining, kind of getting to that point where I've overextended and I'm into the overtraining thing, is I'll reduce the intensity, distance, and time of my runs. So for me, I typically employ a 6-week training block, and I choose what I'm going to be doing in that 6-week training block. When I feel the first symptoms of overtraining coming on, I'll adjust my schedule and I'll do an easy week. So rather than doing a 5 or 6 day run week, I may reduce it to like a 4 day run week and just do daily stretching and yoga sessions in between. When I begin to sense overtraining coming on, I'll use at least 2 and sometimes 3 of my run days as recovery runs. In other words, at least one of those runs becomes a walk instead of a run day. I'll go to the local state park, or I'll just enjoy being outside instead of trying to capture miles or time on my feet, and I'll just go for a walk and just reset everything. When I've slid solidly into overtraining and running isn't fun, I'll take days off and go to the gym and bike or do weights or, you know, something just to get me off my feet for a couple days, and then I'm back on track. Another big way for me to recover well from overtraining is to watch what I eat. So nutritional deficiencies, they're going to hit athletes of every level. So you really got to pay attention to what you're putting into your body. Like, I love bacon, potato chips, and apple pie with ice cream on top as much as the next person. I actually like apple pie with bacon on top and then ice cream on top of the bacon, but I don't eat these foods all the time. Because if I ate these foods all the time, I would be setting myself up for nutritional disaster. And nutritional disaster often leads to overtraining. It's weird how these things are interconnected. A lot of times I'll leave bacon, potato chips, and apple pie. It's kind of the day after a 100-miler. So my body sees them more as a special one-time treat. You know, there's so many different signs to overtraining. There's so many different ways that you can do it. One of the things that I do when I know I'm starting to get into kind of an overtraining mode is I'll just take a day off. I'll just say, well, I was going to go do such and such today, but you know what? I'm not going to go run today. I've learned to not feel guilty when I don't go running. I've learned to find a way to enjoy the day. Find something else that you enjoy. Like for me, you know, it may be reading a lot. It may be doing research on the next podcast that I want to do. What's the next subject that I want to talk about on my podcast? And I'll just sit down and do some research, and I'll spend, you know, the time that I was going to be out running, you know, hour and a half. And instead of spending an hour and a half snacking on food or something, I'll spend an hour, hour and a half studying something. Sometimes it's good just to go, you know what? I'm going to slip this down to a 40-mile training week and just enjoy my runs this week. I'm not going to go out and try and blast, you know, for me, fast miles, like, you know, 9 minute and anything around the 9 minute mark. That's fast miles for me. And I'll just go, you know, I don't feel like running fast this week. And I'll just go and I'll go do 11 and 12 minute miles. Just learning to listen to the signs and learning to listen to your body. I know I talk about it a lot. Learn to listen to your body. Learn to listen to the signs your body's giving off. And do things when you're in the overextending before they get to the overtraining. Learn to listen to your body. Learn to understand the warning signs that are out there for overtraining and catch them before they become a problem. That's it for this week's episode of Living an Ultra Life. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.